This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Welcome back into The Drive. Coming up in about 15, the Hall of Fame voice. We're going to talk primarily Royals today, but this is a big weekend in college football. This is a big NFL weekend, so we're going to talk about that as well. I will say, Rob, that I'm a little bit torn. Ohio State is a small favorite on the road at Oregon. Ohio State traditionally hasn't been good against top five teams. It's a road game in conference play. You know that crowd's going to be rocking, and you're going to give me Oregon as a home dog. Just feels like the play is Oregon, but I don't know, man. I really like this Ohio State team. I don't think they've had many opportunities to show us that they're one of the best teams in the country just based on how their schedule is. It is about to start. Where are you at for Ohio State, Oregon?
I think Oregon's the best. I think I'm torn as well, because I think Oregon, home field advantage, team, a stadium of that magnitude, all the things favor them. But man, Ohio State has been better than Oregon this year. They just have. Like, Oregon, I know Boise State might make the playoff, but Oregon struggled with them for a while. Oregon, and maybe they're just playing with their food, but Oregon has not looked like the, no doubt dominant, here they come, watch out team that we were promised. Ohio State has looked like that. They have dispatched every opponent they have faced with ease. Even teams like, oh, that's not a bad team, smoked them. Like, 35-7 over Iowa is like their, oh, I can't believe they kept it close type of game. So I think Ohio State's the play, but college teams on the road, man, like, it just gets weird. And Will Howard, we love him on this show, but
sure.
Autzen's a different animal. That's different than going to Lubbock. It just is.
Yeah, that's a game that personally I'm staying away from, because I think you can make a really convincing side. If you had to force my hand and tell me I'm going to take a home dog in almost every single scenario in a major college football game, we saw that earlier this year when Alabama was a slight home dog in their matchup against Georgia. I think the right play is Oregon, but I don't know, man. I really like Ohio State. All right, let's give you a college parlay to get things going this weekend. Let's also give you an NFL parlay to get things going this weekend. Hit me, Rob. Now, you guys have to give me this. I told you Kareem Hunt was going to be the first touchdown on Monday Night Football, and hopefully you took it. It was plus 600. I mean, they were just giving you money. The book doesn't give you money. I have another vision. It's Dylan Edwards scoring a touchdown this weekend on the road at Colorado. You know that Chris Kleiman's going to try to give him one in the end zone. He's going to give him an opportunity. So I am going to take Dylan Edwards plus 125. You know, I love plus money touchdown bets. I'm not laying the juice on a guy scoring a touchdown. Give me Dylan Edwards plus 125. Maybe I'm playing it on a hunch. Maybe I'm playing it with my heart. But the way that Dylan Edwards left Colorado, he's now going back to Colorado. I don't care if it's a special teams touchdown. They throw it to him out of the backfield. They try to give him a carry in the red zone to help him try to get in the end zone. I think the game could potentially be high scoring, so there's going to be money on the table. I'm going to take Dylan Edwards to score a touchdown this weekend at plus 125.
Okay, so my college leg makes me sick to my stomach. It makes my skin crawl that I'm doing this. But I'm doing this to make people money. I'm putting my fandom aside, and I am making the people some money. Missouri minus 27.5. Just... They're, Missouri's coming off a loss. They looked horrible. They're licking their wounds, and they're going to the worst stadium in Division I against maybe the worst team in Division I. They are 1-5. Their only win over an SCS opponent, where it was a game late against Merrimack. UMass is awful. Like, all sorts of awful. I don't understand why an SEC team is playing a true road game in Massachusetts. And maybe at 11 a.m. some funky stuff happens. Not after what happened last week. Eli Drinkwitz will get that offense going. That defense will get going. UMass doesn't have the Jimmies, the Joes, the X's, the No's, the fan. They don't have any combination of the things you need for an upset in college football. This smells like a 52-3 sort of boat race by the Tigers. Tigers minus 27.5. I don't like doing it, but it's free money.
All right, what's our odds here? If you combine my bet and your bet, what are you getting there?
If you play a Dylan Edwards anytime touchdown and Missouri minus the spread, plus 329.
Not bad. You know what? I'll take 3-1 odds on that. All right, let me give you my NFL bet. People are slow to realize it. Is Tank Bigsby the best running back on the Jacksonville Jaguars? He has had an incredible last couple of weeks. Maybe you like Etienne, but you know what? Tank Bigsby is an important part of that offense. I'm not sure if the books have caught up. They have his rushing yards right now at 38.5. He has hit that in three of their first five games. The last 2 weeks, he blew past this. He had 7 carries for 90 yards against Houston. He had 13 carries for 110 yards. Even if you took away his long run in both of those games, he still clears the over here. I think Tank Bigsby here, as long as the over-under is going to be so low, I think you've got to take him. Give me Tank Bigsby over 38.5. I think he clears it easily.
That has been a very, very, very popular play. Tank Bigsby's over is the play.
I took it last week. It paid for me.
I'm going to take the under on Lamar Jackson passing yards. Listen, I know the Commanders' defense is horrible. Like, I'm aware of that.
It's not good, then.
221 is the number, by the way. I'm going to take the under on that. But because the Commanders' defense is horrible, I don't think the Ravens are going to have to pass the football to win the game. Derrick Henry, Justice Hill, Lamar Jackson on the ground are good enough. And we all love Jaden Daniels. He's exciting to watch. We all love the Commander story. 4-1. They're so fun. This feels like that up-and-coming team that faces the prohibitive Super Bowl team or a Super Bowl caliber team and gets whapped down. This feels like the game where Scott Hansen at the end of the day is like, man, the Ravens won 34-13, and it just feels like the Commanders aren't quite there yet. So because they don't need Jackson to beat the Commanders, I'll take the under on his passing yards at 221. And passing is just down in the league. No one can do it well. So I'll take the under.
Interesting. All right, what's the odds on that?
If you take Bigsby over and Jackson under, plus 255, Carrington.
All right, plus 255 is going to go and throw that out there for you. Which one of the big dogs do you like this weekend? There's a handful of big dogs in the National Football League. Cleveland, they're a 9.5-point dog. New England, they're 6.5-point underdogs. Arizona, they are 5.5-point. Carolina, they're 6.5 points. There's a handful of big dogs in the league. Tennessee is 8.5-point dogs. You know that underdogs, they've been real live so far this NFL season. Which of those underdogs do you think is a smart play?
Cardinals. Like, didn't the Cardinals just do this last week? Like, they were what? A 6.5, 7.5 point dog.
They won outright, too.
Won outright in San Francisco. And I know San Francisco's battling injury, but you saw last night, San Francisco is still a very good team. I'm not saying Kyler and Co. are a playoff team, but what about the Packers screams, oh, man, you gotta take the Packers in the points. Yeah, I'm taking the Cardinals of all those teams to pull the upset.
You know what? I'm going to take Carolina +6.5. I'm going to take them in a home environment. This is a home divisional game, a touchdown here. Atlanta coming off a big emotional win. They probably win this game, but they win by a touchdown. This feels like a game that's uneasy in the fourth quarter, and the Falcons make one or two more plays. That's kind of been their MO. The Falcons aren't really running away from anybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com